Hey guys, this is Cassia Marina, also known as the Branding Queen, and this is Tea Time, the podcast. So welcome. This is the first episode of Tea Time, and yeah, I have a podcast. Hooray! So I'm very excited to do this first episode. I am actually kind of winging it this first time, but bear with me. I had been contemplating since that January, actually, on doing a podcast. And at the time of this recording, it is July 27th. It is July. And for the past 2 weeks, I had been going back and forth in my mind. Should I do this podcast? Should I do this podcast? I naturally am the type of person, if some particular thing is blowing up, I tend to go in the other direction because I don't just want to be another person in the hood doing what everybody else is doing. Like, I just want to do something different. But then I realized, like, it really doesn't matter if everybody is doing it. You just have to do it exceptionally well or exceptionally unique and different. It really doesn't matter because somebody's always going to do a podcast or do a blog. And I think that is when I had that like big breakthrough. Like, look, there's a point in time when everybody was doing blogging. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't blog because everybody was doing it. It just meant that was what people were consuming at the time, and everything has its time. Like, if you are familiar with me and my content, you will have an idea of how I feel about Facebook groups at this point in time. There was a time for Facebook groups, and everything has its time, and you have to realize when that time has passed for doing that in general, and then there are those who will be mainstays that will be able to continue even when the fad has passed. Not saying that blogs aren't good to do anymore, or Facebook groups aren't good to do anymore, or YouTube, or Instagram, etc., etc. But once you have made a name for yourself in a particular place and it continues to work for you and you're able to hold your audience, then by all means, keep doing it. But then sometimes you also have to reinvent yourself and try something new. So this brings me to how I decided, look, I'm going to do this podcast. I literally decided to do the podcast. I think it was either yesterday or day before, because the talk of doing a podcast kept coming up and coming up and coming up. Now, I had originally decided to partner with a fellow entrepreneur to do a collaborative podcast, but I had felt like it was still on my mind to do my own, because on my own, I don't have to schedule time with this person. I can just, when I have something on my spirit to communicate and share, that I can just hop on, record, and that's it, right? I love doing lives. I love doing Facebook lives particularly, and I love video content in general. Something about lives just feel a little less pressured. And I love Instagram stories because it's something that I can just put together on the fly and quickly. And I think that is where we are right now with podcasts. So many people just decided, you know what, I can't do this video thing. I can't do Facebook anymore. Or at least not as often and consistently as I used to. And then I can't do YouTube, because those who are huge YouTubers suddenly just got tired of having to get dressed, edit, have everything look good and look very crisp, clean, and professional. Like, so much time and effort goes into doing that. And sometimes a very strong, powerful, passionate message doesn't get out because you're just not feeling up to being in front of the camera. So I know there are many YouTubers who have turned to podcasting because they can just say, hey, I don't need to comb my hair, I don't need to put on makeup, I don't have to dress and sit in front and stage my background or any of all of that extra stuff. And some people literally put that in their podcast intro, like, look, I decided I'm doing this podcast because I was tired of putting on makeup, blah 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 blah. All right, so with all that being said, everyone, including myself, is trying to find easier ways to get their message out there. Now, if you go to do podcasting, I'm not saying, okay, just give up all the other things, but it is something to add variety to the pot. And if the message is a little too long just to hop on stories, which is a little more informal than YouTube or Facebook or IGTV, you can decide, you know what, I'm not up for the long recording and I have a message, I'm just going to put out this message via the form of a podcast instead. Now, the other thing that brought me to doing the podcast is that it's July and I still hadn't made peace with the idea of doing a podcast. It's just like, you know what, part of business and building your brand and building your business, it's about experimenting and trying different things. If it doesn't work, so be it. Who cares? You just decide that, you know what, this isn't working for me. I'm not feeling it. It's done. All right. Don't overcommit and make promises to the world. This order is going to be here and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. I'm telling you up front, this is another experiment to see how it goes. And to just, sometimes you just have to do things to get it out of your system. And I have been drawn to do a podcast since January, since the beginning of the year, when you make all your new yearly plans and strategize and all that stuff. And I was just like, you know what, I wanted to be clear that, am I doing this podcast because I want to do it? Not just because it's a fad. And I didn't want to rush into it. And I just finally realized, you know what? We're in July. It's been 7 months. It's still on my heart and my mind. And I'm just going to do it. And let's see how it goes. The other thing that kind of kept me back from doing it was the fact that I just launched the Boss Lady podcast about 2 months ago. And I haven't been making it a priority to put out the other episodes, even though I have them recorded. Because at the end of the day, at least for right now, I do have a vision for Boss Lady. But where I'm in my life right now, those things aren't going to come full circle. The podcast is going to be there to build that later on. And I just want to help women through that podcast as a passion project, as a hobby in my spare time. So that is more of a passion project. I don't want to limit it as, or not limit, but make it seem unimportant by calling it a hobby. It's a passion project. And the first things first is my branding business. So sometimes I just get so, I wouldn't say consumed, but so engulfed and passionate about new things I want to do in the business that gets pushed back. But it's there and I'm gonna keep doing it. But I was like, is it too much to have two podcasts and then another podcast that I'm going to be doing with another person? So that was the other reason, like, is that just too much podcasting for people to not get overwhelmed by how many podcasts I might be quote-unquote pushing, a podcast pusher. And just to not have confusion, like, okay, what is this one about and what is that one about and what's the difference? And it's just like, they all have different purposes and I'm just going to roll with it for right now. So when I have some tea that I need to share with you all, value, content, business, branding, you know the usual do when it comes to tea time. Tea is all about just giving you the raw deal without sugar coating. And this tea means well. It may seem harsh, but it means well, because there's just no way to quote unquote pussyfoot around certain things. I don't think it's necessary, because we're grown. And if you're building a business, who has time? You know, like, it's really, some people are just too much in their feelings. All right, so that's the intro for Tea Time, the podcast. So I will be dropping another episode very soon, and I look forward to this Tea Time journey. Have a great one, everybody. Bye.